forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Daytime highs approaching 51 this afternoon under mainly clear skies, southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 28 tonight. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Highs level off around 58. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 43.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Washington County in northern Kansas have ended their oil recovery operations after the massive oil spill late last year. Federal officials with the Environmental Protection Agency said in a press release that the restoration efforts in the area impacted by the Keystone Pipeline oil spill in December 8th of 2022 is complete. They're also saying that more than 54 million gallons of contaminated water were treated and more than 650,000 gallons of oil were recovered. The Eagle Employment Opportunity Commission says that TAPCO Incorporated, a manufacturer and molder of farm equipment, has agreed to conciliate two federal discrimination charges that allege sexual harassment along with constructive discharge. The charging records say that an employee of TAPCO sexually harassed two female co-workers. They complained to management, but their complaints were not adequately addressed, and both eventually resigned.
The Fox Kansas ICT Local Spotlight is shining a light on the amazing local businesses in Wichita to remind you to shop locally and support businesses like Little Buster's Sports Bar and Grill in Derby, Easy Credit Auto Sales, Biker's Edge Power Sports, Empire Tacos of Mulvane, Whiskey Nick's Bar and Grill, and Win Insurance. Wichita really does have it all. So keep your dollars close to home, and let's continue to grow together by supporting these ICT local businesses.
It's truck season, and time to make your truck work for you, whether you're tailgating, hunting, hauling, or cruising. Toppers Plus Truck Accessories will get you truck season ready. Rhino Linings is the leader in sprayed-on truck bedliners, and Toppers Plus is your Rhino dealer. Rhino truck bedliners outperform all plastic drop-in rubber mats and paint-like coatings. They won't crack, peel, or warp, and include a nationwide lifetime warranty. Nothing beats a Rhino. Call 942-2864 or visit toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, if you're enrolled in Medicaid, officials want you to know that eligibility checks are resuming after a three-year hiatus. Here's Gary Crawford.
Before COVID, all Medicaid participants had to be checked every year for eligibility for that program. But that checking process was suspended during COVID. But now that the health emergency is over, state and federal Medicaid officials are faced with having to check for the first time in 3 years on the eligibility of every Medicaid participant in the country, a lot of people.
Medicaid covers over 90 million Americans.
Deputy Health and Human Services Secretary Andrea Palm, she says state Medicaid officials have a huge job to get this recertification done, not just because of the large numbers involved, but other complications, such as
people not knowing that this is a process that they need to be engaged in.
And that's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. In Omaha, a street has been named after one of their favorite sons, the Kansas Comet, Gale Sayers. The street where Sayers grew up and played has finally been named after him over 3 years after his death. Childhood Preston Love Jr. spoke about it.
We're so proud that now Gale can have a street named after him in the area where we all grew up, but right next to a place where we all got, I still have cuts and bruises from where his street is named.
Sayers' brother Ron also spoke about how his life as an athletic director and businessman, just as much as his athletic career.
It's a reminder that they can accomplish the same things that he did. He spent years supporting the Wesley House organization. He supported the Bryant Center for Youth.
truck owners. Toppers Plus Truck Accessories has a new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street, stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable covers. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Undercover, Backflip, X-Stang, Roller Lock, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Kansas Department of Transportation is receiving federal funds to address transportation infrastructure vulnerabilities caused by extreme weather events and natural hazards that can happen anytime across the state. To receive public input about the infrastructure needs in Kansas, KDOT is hosting an online meeting Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. Eligible project costs could include planning, design, construction, rehabilitation, and property acquisition related to improving the resilience of the state transportation system, equipment acquisition to support disaster response, natural infrastructure, flood protection, and ecosystem restoration projects in connection with improvements. Contact the Kansas Department of Transportation for information on their Zoom meeting Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. $30,000 bond was set for a Blue Rapids woman, 47-year-old Jenny R. Thomas, arrested by Nemaha County authorities on Marshall County charges of possession of narcotics and paraphernalia and use of a communication facility to commit a drug felony. She was released on $30,000 bond. An injury accident was reported in Nemaha County October 23rd. Jack Holthouse, age 18, of Baileyville, lost control on 160th Road, a half mile west of C Road. The UTV he was driving left the roadway and overturned. The driver was transported to Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. Robin Cole, CEO of Pawnee Mental Health, has announced her retirement effective May 1st after 28 years service. Founded in 1956, Pawnee Mental Health is a private, not-for-profit community mental health center, one of 26 in the state, providing a full range of mental health, substance use recovery, and crisis service for residents of 10 north central Kansas counties, including Marshall and Washington. Approximately 7,000 adults, adolescents, and children are served annually. During her tenure, Cole oversaw growth of the agency budget from $12 to $28 million annually, and the agency purchased buildings in Junction City, Beloit, and leased space in Mankato, Wamego, and Manhattan to meet growing demand for services. Highland Community College invites you to an open house Thursday at the Western Center in Baileyville. Check out their current facilities, including the new pole barn addition, technical program areas, and local community resources. Skills USA will have a craft sale. Free kids activities with early childhood and the Country Cabin food truck will be on site from 11 to 6:30. Thursday, November 2nd from 2 to 7 at Highland Western Center in Baileyville. More details online at highlandcc.edu.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. More sunshine on Thursday with our highs in the mid 50s and lower 60s. Then staying clear into Thursday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Staying sunny and warmer into Friday with our highs in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Then partly cloudy skies over Friday night with our lows in the upper 30s and mid-40s. More sunshine as we head into Saturday, a bit cooler with our highs in the lower to upper 60s. And partly cloudy skies into Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid-40s. Still sunny into Sunday with our highs in the lower to upper 60s. Before a slight chance for some rain showers into Sunday night, then mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and mid-40s. Rain showers may linger heading into Monday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s, then partly cloudy into Monday night with our lows in the lower to upper 30s, and more sunshine throughout Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late October 62, record high on this date 86. The average low 38 and the record low 13. Sunrise this morning, 7:53. Sunset this evening at 6:28.
There is a fresh calendar page today if you haven't noticed, and we will begin our 11th month with a look at November legends and weather lore from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, November 1st, the 305th day of the year. Author Stephen Crane was born on this day, and in 1870, the U.S. Weather Bureau began reports from distant stations by telegraph. November is ushered in by the Roman Catholic observance of All Saints' Day. Tomorrow is All Souls' Day. The 2 days together are known as Hallowtide. Weather lore says if you can cut a chip from a beech tree today and find it dry, the upcoming winter will be a warm one. And another legend says if there's ice in November to bear a duck, there will be nothing after but sludge and muck. We think that means a cold November is followed by a warm December. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and find your local weather outlook at almanac.com.
At Tony's Meat Market in Marysville, fresh is the expectation, not a choice. Offering special orders, a drive-through window for easy pickup, and always the freshest meat around. If you haven't seen what Tony's Meat Market has to offer, swing on down to 1509 Center Street in Marysville across from Superwash. Steaks, pork chops, hamburger, chicken, barbecue essentials, and now ice cold beer. Whether you're feeding 5 or 50, Tony's has you covered. A friend from the first visit. That's Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
The Cougar's Den in Morrillville will continue the tradition of the ham and loaf supper from the Barnes United Methodist Church, serving this Saturday evening, November 4th. The third annual turkey and ham loaf supper will serve 4:30 till 8 p.m., featuring turkey and dressing and ham loaf with mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans or corn, cranberry relish, kraut salad roll, and dessert. $12 per person for adults. Carryouts are also available. This Saturday evening, 4:30 until 8, at the Cougar's Den in Morrillville.
FNIC Group proudly salutes the first responders. These men and women have done so much to keep our community and families safe. Thank you for your brave and loyal service and answering the call for assistance during emergency situation. From FNIC Group in Beatrice, our name has changed, but our values haven't.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. KU moves into the 22nd in the AP poll across the country with a win over Oklahoma, 38-33. But they will head to Iowa State as well for an away Big 12 matchup. Quarterback Jalen Daniels did take the field for warmups and dress for the game in case of emergency and has been able to complete passes to receivers running shorter routes, but did not take 11-on-11 snaps. Instead, it was Cole Ballard who took the number two reps. In the four games that Daniels has started for KU, they are 2-2. And in the five games that Jason Bean has started, they are 3-2. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid says that the team will fly out on Thursday, a day after the Dolphins will get there on Wednesday. He said he's done a version of this with previous teams, and it has worked. So he is stuck by it. 2019 was the last time the Kansas City Chiefs played internationally, and that was in Mexico City when they beat the Chargers 24-17.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Whether you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, think Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience in the real estate and auction business, their licensed staff is eager to assist you.
Plus, they've been in business in South Central Kansas for 25 years, so they know the area.
Residential, commercial, agricultural, or recreational land, contact your area hometown real estate and auction professionals at Floyd Auction and Real Estate at 620-532-1887 or go online to floydsales.com.
K-State head basketball coach Jerome Tang has announced that senior Naquan Tomlin has been suspended indefinitely from the program after not meeting expectations for the program. This comes after Tomlin was arrested after getting into a fight in Aggieville. Coach Tang added in a statement that he is not with the team, but is still a part of their family. Tomlin was a starter for K-State's team that went to the Elite Eight last year, averaging 10 points, 6 rebounds, and a block per game. Fox's Big Noon Saturday will be in Austin to spotlight the Texas and K-State matchup on Saturday, and the Texas Longhorns are favored by 4 points early in the week, and Texas is expected to play without their starter Quinn Ewers at quarterback for the second week in a row. In his place will be the redshirt freshman Malik Murphy. The Longhorns are coming off a 35-6 victory over the BYU Cougars and have moved their record to 7-1 ahead of their matchup with the Wildcats. Malik Murphy at 170 yards passing and 2 touchdowns along with an interception.
Twin Valley League has announced all-league volleyball selections. First team includes Centralia's Owen Dieters, Clifton Clyde's Shea Wirtz and Civy Wirtz, Donovan West's Katie Johnson, Frankfurt's Hattie Gross and Emma Hardwick, Hanover's Tessalosi and Anna Juniman, Lynn's Gretchen Bott, Valley Heights' Maggie Turber and Delena Merck, and Washington County's Jesse Hoover. Second team, all TVL volleyball. From Hanover, Caden Shoddy, Drew Bruna, Gracie Bruna. From Axtell, Kylie Smith, Centralia, Tatum Kramer, and Tori Kuckelman. Clifton Clyde, Lillian Steinbrock. Donovan West, Tegan Reno. Frankfurt, Alexis Dollinghouse. Troy, Allie Franken, and Harbor Whitstein. Valley Heights, Ava Smith, and Washington County's Addie Gakel.
Beware of the fog.
Another 3 hits. A pure swish from the right wing.
The Kansas Jayhawks hit the hardwood every game right here.
Wow! What ball movement! They share it and they throw it down.
There's nothing like Kansas basketball.
The big time thundering slam.
Be a part of the journey all season long on your home for Kansas Jayhawk basketball. The Jayhawk Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks. Catch every KU basketball game on today's Country 95.5 KNDY.
In our house, every man is a Wildcat.
Bang! He got it! What a shot!
Join head coach Jerome Tang every game for the excitement that is Kansas State Wildcat basketball.
There's the lock! Oh, my goodness! A step over his head!
Three-point try again. That one slipped!
Your front row seat to every game is right here.
Scores and an N1.
On your home for Kansas State Wildcat basketball.
On Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY.
Exhibition college basketball tonight. K-State at 6, KU at 6:30. Pregame coverage live on KNDY.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store have been sold, but all of their valued associates, including manager Jenny Swarthout, will remain. The new owners, along with Jenny, want the inventory lowered, so all excess inventory is 10% to 50% off, with smoking deals like reclining sofas and love seats at $488, dual reclining sectionals at $1199, and queen mattresses at $177. Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Clear some space, prepare the soil, and plant some shallots this fall. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Shallots are relatives of onions and have a milder onion or even garlic flavor depending on the variety. They can be planted in fall in all but the coldest areas. And even those planting in fall may want to double their harvest with the spring planting as well. Grow shallots in full sun and well-drained soil for best results. Shallots will rot in poorly drained wet soil. Plant the individual small shallot bulbs 6 inches apart. Set them in the ground with the pointed side up and just the tip sticking out of the ground. Some gardeners cover new plantings with 6 inches of mulch. Others don't mulch, concerned the soil will stay too wet and the bulbs rot. Base your decision to mulch on soil type and weather conditions. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit MelindaMyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit MelindaMyers.com.
The Washington County, Kansas Sheriff's Office is currently accepting applications for full-time corrections officers. Base pay for this position is $16.72 an hour, with higher pay rates available based on previous experience in the corrections field. Excellent benefits package to include health insurance, life insurance, and generous paid time off policy. Must be 18 years old with no felony convictions, minimal of a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Please call their office at 785-325-2293, extension 2, or email to wcs2924@gmail.com for an application.
After spotting the Pacific Ocean on November 7, 1805, Lewis and Clark searched for a suitable location for their winter camp. The place they resided that year may not have been that cold, but it was certainly miserable. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Like me, you probably have insurance, but after you purchase insurance, you may not give it much thought after that. But that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the United States. They helped me see many things I'd overlooked, and that's why I help produce short videos about many of those important topics. You can go to nationwide.com/Andrew. Go there to see short videos about important topics that many of us may have overlooked. That's nationwide.com/Andrew to help protect your next.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Here on the banks of the Columbia River, Lewis and Clark made their home in the winter of 1804-05.
The day they arrived, December 7th, Clark wrote in his journal, "The site was just the most eligible situation. There was freshwater springs in the air. They're elevated on a high rise, 20, 30 feet above high tide. Thick growth of pine for building cabins. So, like he says, it was the most eligible situation of any of its neighborhoods."
Sean Johnson says trading vessels have been coming here for several years, arriving via the Pacific Ocean. The Chinooks, Clatsops, and other tribes of the area proved skillful traders.
They knew all kinds of math. These folks were very smart people. They knew a little bit of English. They demanded high prices. They wanted the blue beads, and that's because a lot of the natives couldn't create the blue color with all the minerals and soils. So they wanted the blue beads.
Part of the difficulty in trading with the Indians was the simple fact that the travelers had few items to actually offer them.
Lewis writes that on Christmas Day, they can fit all their trade goods on the table in just one handkerchief, and that's to last till they get back home.
Although the winter was not nearly as cold as the previous year with the Mandans in North Dakota, the weather was miserable.
They're here 3.5 months, rains every day except for 12, and they see the sun 6 times. So it was definitely a terrible winter. It wasn't so much cold. It was just everything was always damp. They had to dry their black powder, their clothing, and they had to dry their wood, and it was just terrible for them.
Much of the time here at Fort Clatsop was spent preparing for the trip back home. This was also the place where they spent Christmas. We'll catch the rest of the story from Fort Clatsop next time. It's for Travel the Countryside in Astoria, Oregon. I'm Andrew McCray.
Crown Over Auto Sales is growing. New and expanded inventory with great selection of reliable vehicles at the price you're looking for. Service to back every sale and a welcome hand without a hard sales pitch. Stop by and see Crown Over Auto Sales across from Valley Vet, East Highway 36, Marysville.
Winter weather can strike just about anywhere, anytime. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Riding out the storm will be easier if you've prepared a winter emergency kit when you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Memories of childhood were when a fierce winter storm knocked out power and the roads were closed for days. We sat around the fireplace to keep warm and rode the snowmobile into town because that was the only way to get there. I don't recall having issues with food and water, but when you're impacted by winter weather, it's always a good idea to be prepared with an emergency kit. Ashley Mueller is an Extension Disaster Education Coordinator at the University of Nebraska. She says your kit should include enough supplies to get you and your family through 3 days.
So, of course, water and food, very important. Water, the recommended amount is about a gallon per person for at least 3 days, but additional water is always suggested. Food, non-perishable items, and a non-electric can opener. And then other supplies would include, you know, a flashlight, radio, cell phone charger that maybe has a battery backup.
Also toss in hand sanitizer, paper towels, plastic bags, and plastic ties for personal sanitation if water supplies are limited. Put everything in a sturdy storage container with a lid. Mueller recommends having a kit for your pets with food, water, and other things to keep them comfortable.
I know sometimes storms can cause stress, not only for people, but for our furry and four-legged friends as well. So, you know, things that might make them more comfortable, such as a special toy or, you know, even some treats so that you can focus on weathering it out rather than being stressed.
Make another emergency kit just for stress relief. Throw in a deck of cards, puzzles, games, and other family entertainment that will keep your mind off of what's going on outside. You'll find more tips for building winter emergency kits at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
Oh,
Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated takes this time to thank all the local FFA chapters for giving members the opportunity to succeed in an ever-changing world of agriculture and business. Good luck at the National Convention from all of the staff at Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated in Seneca with over 50 years of service.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Getting farmers and ranchers on board to meet rapidly expanding protein demand. Today on Farm to Fork. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader It. Steer it for pass-to-pass accuracy. Plant it with unrivaled planter and seed control. Apply it, ensuring precise coverage across the field. Harvest it for simple unloading on the go. Manage it for 24/7 data access in real time. For every farm and field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. You met Joanne Birkenkamp in yesterday's show. She's managing director for Embold, a coalition of mostly Minnesota-based companies and institutions seeking ways to solve challenges facing the food and ag sectors. One of those challenges is meeting future demand for protein. Birkenkamp says the task is not only meeting that demand, it's also doing so sustainably.
Where is the market potential is to expand some of those things. How do they fit into, for instance, the adoption of more regenerative agriculture practices, longer rotations, cover crops, that kind of thing? You know, how could these pieces fit together from an agronomic perspective? And then how do you manage the kind of like market opportunity and de-risking opportunities?
The way Birkenkamp lays it out, there's nothing simple here.
So there's agronomy work that needs to be done, and there's market development work that needs to be done, mainly initially, I think, in the biofuel space, like that's the low-hanging fruit, also possibilities for the meal with animal feed. And so we're just really kind of like working on figuring out how can you move those pieces together so you get the agronomy and the market development going simultaneously and the risk management piece happening at the same time. And that's part art and part science.
To watch a webinar featuring more on this subject, visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Highland Community College invites you to an open house Thursday at the Western Center in Baileyville. Check out their current facilities, including the new pole barn in addition, technical program areas, and local community resources. Skills USA will have a craft sale, free kids activities with early childhood, and the Country Cabin food truck will be on site 11 a.m. until 6:30. This open house will be Thursday, November 2nd, 2 to 7 at the Highland Western Center at Baileyville. Check them out online at highlandcc.edu.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network Community Hoosier. Well, we're officially into the month of November, and that also means that the holidays are here, which means that your holiday food preparatory mode is already in as well. And while you're planning for what your holiday meals may look like, some are trying to spread the word about pork. As according to Kevin Sheehan, the Senior Director of Processing and Engagement for the National Pork Board out of Oklahoma City, they say they're talking about pork options for families during this holiday season.
Pork is a tremendous value for families to help them stretch their dollar, whether you're buying a fully cooked ham or maybe some ground pork that you can put in some wonderful meals. Pork's a great value and is also quite nutritious.
He goes on to talk about some of the various ways that pork can be served, as pork is extremely healthy and nutritious.
You know, you put pork in a recipe and you, sometimes you look at that and you go, man, this is surprisingly pork. This is wonderful. You know, consumers, my myself, who are of the boomer generation, we're aging out, and we need to really engage consumers, the Gen X, Gen Z, millennial consumers, who can enjoy pork. Now, somebody like myself who will like a pork chop and take a pork loin and know how to cut it down, I know my kids don't necessarily know how to do that. And so it's important for us at the checkoff to be showing recipes and cooking techniques for air fryers, for Instapots, and how to properly grill and cook pork.
Finally, he goes on to say the pork is one of the most consumed meat proteins across the world and says many individuals migrate to the U.S. from other countries that primarily eat pork. And some of the Pork Board's priorities at this moment right now consist of making sure that the multicultural consumers are tied into great pork items available right here in the U.S. of A.
Sometimes we hear from them, I'm not cooking it as nutritionally as I think I might be able to. So showing them that a pork chop can be nutritious and giving them recipes for wonderful pork chops or loin roasts that they can cook, family events, bring everybody over to enjoy pork.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit over 9th and 9th.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cape First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cape Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cape First Alert, your weather authority. Cape News, on your side.
Whether you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, think Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience in the real estate and auction business, their licensed staff is eager to assist you.
Plus, they've been in business in South Central Kansas for 25 years, so they know the area.
Residential, commercial, agricultural, or recreational land, contact your area hometown real estate and auction professionals at Floyd Auction and Real Estate at 620-532-1887 or go on.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service. You'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford? Lately.
As winter draws closer, evaluate your pasture and make any necessary improvements. A little work now can mean big returns next spring and summer on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Your pasture to bed for the winter, you have a to-do list. Take a close look at what's growing and its condition. There are several important things you can do now to keep your pasture looking great and give it a healthy boost for next year. Gary Lacefield is a retired extension forage specialist at the University of Kentucky. He says many grass species decrease over time, leaving room for undesirable vegetation and weeds to thrive. So all pastures need to be evaluated for stand quality. Early fall is best for reseeding, but other adjustments can be made.
If we wait till January to do that, we can't do anything in that. So if we do make a decision, whatever it is, whether it's to reestablish, whether it's to fertilize, whether it's to control weeds, whether it's to put some more cross fencing in so we can graze better throughout the fall, all of those are important right now.
Evaluate the forage that's available from your pasture and how you can most efficiently use it in the winter.
how we can use it as long in the winter as possible, thus minimizing the amount of stored feed. And then also, what are weak points within our forage program, whether it's a pasture or hay, and also soil fertility. The most important investment is a soil test. From there, we can make the right economic and agronomic decisions as to what we're going to apply from the standpoint of fertility.
Healthy grasses are still growing and tasty, but don't let your animals overgraze. It's important to leave 6 inches of stubble as you go into winter. This gives the grass a chance to store up nutrients, regenerate roots, and be healthier in the spring. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about fall pasture care at agriculture.com.
If you guessed that was the sound of a bag of Pioneer Brand A-Series soybeans, you guessed right. Well, kinda. It was really the sound of an innovative team that spent decades perfecting a seed with exclusive genetics and the ultimate agronomic advantage. The sort of breeders who don't rest until they've achieved outstanding performance. Pioneer Brand A-Series Soybeans. Number one for a reason. Visit pioneer.com/genetics.
Attention farmers. Want to know what's coming in soybeans? Join us in hosting local Pioneer soybean breeder Les Kuhlman, Tuesday, November 14th, 7 p.m. at the Waterville Community Center for Beer with a Breeder. Call or text me, Thad Argenbright, at 785-313-3064 to reserve your spot. And know, what happens next happens here. Pioneer.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network community. Hoosier moving through a Wednesday today, middle of the week. Market's closing in just a little bit here and still pretty stagnant on the board. Mixed in the grain market right now. Livestock is still mixed, mostly higher right now. As we go through, we'll see how we close in just a little bit. Corn market, the December corn is sitting 3¾ cents lower, sitting at 475 even a bushel. March corn's down by 3½ cents at 489 and a half a cent. In the wheat market, December KC wheat's up 10 cents on the day to 639 even, with the March KC wheat up 8½ cents to 649 and 3/4 cents. Oats market, mostly lower right now. December oats are down 5¼ to 384 even, with the March oats down 5 cents at 403 even a bushel. In the bean market, November beans are in the green 4¾ cents to 1291¾. The January up 4¾ at 13 at 15¼. Mixed, but mostly higher in the meal. December meal's down 70 cents at 430 and 30 cents, with the January up 90 cents to 418 at 90. And mostly red numbers in the soybean oil. December's down 70 cents to 5072. January's down 67 cents at 50 and 16 cents. Canola market right now, January's down $1.30 to 676 and 80 cents. And the cotton market, mostly lower, with December cotton down $1.77 to 79.45. March cotton down $1.78 at 81.73. U.S. dollar index for the day. 2 days in a row, we're seeing some green numbers here. December index up 33 cents at 106.82. March index is up 34 cents at 106.44. The euro is in the red slightly at 105. Japanese yen at 66 cents. And the British pound is at 121. U.S. 30-year bonds for December is slightly higher at 110.90. 10-year notes right now are slightly in the green as well, sitting at 106 and at 21. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network community. Hoosier moving through a Wednesday afternoon.
Good morning. This is Kerry with the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week we're expecting a good run of cattle. We'll probably have between 1,000 and 1,200. Some of our featured consignments this week will be 150 head of Simmental Angus cross steer and heifer calves right off their moms. They're out of McCurry Angus bulls and have had a round of shots. They'll be weighing 4 to 6. We'll have a group of 70 head of black steer and heifer calves that have had a couple round of shots and been weaned 45 days. It'll be weighing 4 to 5. And then we'll have a group of 83 head of mixed heifers that have been a long time weaned right off the grass, weighing 550 to 650. If you want to see a full list of our consignments for this week, you can check that out on our website, which is www.eldoradolivestock.com. And if you have any questions for us or consignments you'd like to give us, feel free to give us a call at 316-320.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. Experience is preferred, but welcome enthusiastic candidates willing to learn. A full-time position with a guaranteed 44 hours per week with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefit package. Applications can be picked up at either location during regular business hours. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall, Nemaha counties, and the surrounding area.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert, Kansas State University veterinarian at the College of Veterinary Medicine. Greg Hanselcheck discusses concerns rumen livestock producers should have about nitrate poisoning. He begins by explaining what nitrate poisoning is and how it can happen to an animal.
Well, we call it nitrate poisoning, but it's nitrite poisoning. So there's nitrates in almost all our forages that we feed cattle. But when the nitrate level gets up too high, then the rumen bugs, they're turning nitrate into nitrite. And the nitrite is then absorbed out of the rumen into the bloodstream. And so when animals become poisoned because of nitrates, it's the fact that their tissues are dying because there's not any oxygen being delivered by the red blood cells. And so this elevated nitrite just leaks out of the rumen into the blood system. And then these animals, they might be wobbling, can't walk right, might be salivating, open mouth breathing, and then abortions. We see a lot of abortions due to nitrate poisoning.
He shares what types of forages are most likely to have an excess amount of nitrate.
Any type of corn or sorghum, sorghum sedan, those kind of products, oat hay, those are forages. If the environmental conditions are correct, they will accumulate nitrates in their, particularly in their stems. And this year during the drought season, it was a perfect time for them to accumulate nitrates. The other things, times we'll see, there are weeds. There's a lot of weeds, and the number one on the list is Johnson grass. So anytime that we're baling hay and there's some Johnson grass in it, we're always concerned about nitrate poisoning.
Hanselcheck reviews the symptoms of nitrate poisoning and possible prevention and treatment options.
The classical sign before death is that their blood will be brown, and they call it chocolate blood. And that's just because oxygenated blood is very red, and this blood's not carrying oxygen, so it's brown. But I can tell you that it's rare that we see live animals with nitrate poisoning. Usually they're dead when they're found by the producer. But if they do notice, and it just so happens that they can look at the blood, and that's typically what veterinarians will do, that's the classical sign. There is one treatment called methylene blue, where if you give the solution IV very slowly, and a veterinarian would have to do this, but if you catch them early, it does help them. The downside is that the slaughter withhold on that compound is extremely long, talking a year or two before those animals can actually be sold for slaughter. So prevention is always the key for this.
That was Kansas State University veterinarian from the College of Veterinary Medicine, Greg Hanselcheck, on what and how rumen animals can have issues with large quantities of nitrate. Find more information about how to collect samples for testing on the video by KSVDL Nitrate Sample Testing Collection on the KSVDL YouTube channel. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Exhibition college basketball tonight. K-State at 6, KU at 6:30. Pregame coverage live on KNDY.
KNDY.
San Antonio, everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking it to County Fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo I'll be. Took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. But I'll be looking for it when they pull that gun, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my we everything that I got is just what I've got. I ain't got a dime, but what I got is mine. I ain't rich, but Lord, I'm free. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo is where I'll be. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo is where I'll be.
Story. Northeast Kansas' original country station, touching eight decades, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX, Marysville.